dear Peter.
So, get married, or something.
He did, in 1945, to the most unlikely woman, Anne Sercombe. Extraordinary.
Most unlikely, so not at all extraordinary that 2 years later she left him, which is why I was sure, more than 10 years after the divorce, that he'd be in his house in Bywater Street in Chelsea late that January night, with maybe a volume of his beloved German poets, but otherwise alone.
Without parents, without school, without regiment or trade, without wealth or poverty.
Yes, George, that was you. And how could such a one become the husband of Lady Anne Sercombe?
How indeed.
Did I ever tell you what Sawley said?
Of course you did. But Sercombe had got herself mated to a bullfrog and a sou'wester.
You do seem to spend an astonishing amount of money on really bad clothes. And there is something froggish about you, can't be denied.
I don't deny it, Anne. I waddled down that aisle in search of the kiss that would turn me into a prince.
My toad. My only toad.
Only?
If there is an only man in my life, you are he. I demonstrated that, did I not, by holy matrimony.
And what did you demonstrate by our divorce 2 years later? For a racing driver. A Cuban racing driver.
A champion?
Yes. I saw a picture of him once in some magazine.
You? Looked in a magazine?
Waiting room. He was grinning with that ridiculous garland round his neck. He had the hairiest arms. Disgusting. Can you still be with him, Anne? Still with that grinning ape, after all these years? Where are you? Smiley.
Hello, George. Gwilym here.
Hello, Peter.
I hope I didn't wake you.
No.
Awake and alone and deep in a German book.
What can I do for you, Peter?
Maston wants you to come in.
At this time of night?
I rather think he wants you here 4 hours ago. It's about Samuel Fennan. Foreign Office chap, you interviewed him on Monday?
Yes, perfectly routine.
Not so routine now, George. He's written to the Foreign Secretary to say you cast doubts on his loyalty, his career is ruined, and he was the victim of paid informers.
Well, that's madness. I told him he's in the clear. What else does he want?
Nothing. He's dead. 4 hours ago, he shot himself.
Coffee, George?
Yes, please, Peter.
It's out of a bottle, but it does. There's that look again.
What look is that?
The way you peer round this place with its bright corridors, all the shiny youngsters, and you remember gaslit glory days.
I'm sure the young people are eager and efficient. Where's Maston?
He should be here soon. He's gone to see Sparrow at Scotland Yard.
There's squabbling about who handles the case. The Yard says Special Branch, FO says CID, and the Surrey coppers don't know what's hit him. Took him a dozen phone calls to get permission to open the letter.
The letter of the Foreign Secretary?
Yes, announcing suicide. It was on the floor, beside the body. His wife found him when she got home from the theatre at about 10:45. It was typewritten.
A typewritten suicide note?
First one of those I've met. He'd even typed the date and the time. 10:30. I haven't seen it yet, but I have it verbatim, or near enough.
Go on.
Dear Sir David, after some hesitation, I've decided to take my life, my own life. I cannot or will not live, spend my remaining years under a cloud of disloyalty and suspicion. I realise that my career is ruined. I'm the victim of paid informers. Yours sincerely. And then his clear and unmistakable signature, Samuel Fennan.
But there was no cloud of disloyalty, no suspicion. We walked in the park. We watched the ducks.
Oh, Smiley, good. Come through. Oh, what a night. I've had the Foreign Secretary, Scotland Yard, superintendents, chief constables, and accusations that our services got out of hand. Gestapo methods have been spoken about.
Be gentle, George. Our advisor is in an advanced state of pregnancy.
Before we begin, Smiley, I should tell you it has been agreed, I can't emphasise this too strongly, that no word of our former interest in Fennan is to reach the press. Now, remind me, how did our interest begin? An anonymous letter, was it not?
Yes, alleging Communist Party membership at Oxford and vague hints at current sympathy.
You have no idea who denounced him?
None, but whoever wrote the letter was right, of course, about his Marxism. A party member in the 30s while at Oxford. I would guess half the present cabinet were.
So not everyone abandons youthful folly.
True, of course, advisor.
And Fennan had access to top secret material?
Yes.
Did you go for him at all?
Go for him?
Yeah, but was the interview hostile?